is Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
Now at 11:01, according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. And now at 11:03, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two, yes, it is two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at. And we have been double dong daring you since 1990. Right here. At Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up about now, it'll be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. We're just going to go ahead and wipe out the whole backlog. Boom, boom. Done and done. Plus, I went and saw a show tonight, so once I had it all lined up, I was just like, you know, we'll do the thing. It's the thing to do. So yes, it's an all-radio obituary episode. Looking out into the future, I realize that I've got some busier weekends coming up. And I'm going to make a commitment right now. Right now. One that our director of minutia, Bob Cohen, I know he's always waiting for me to get around to doing it. And I'm going to do it. We are going to do a live free association, a live one, on March 21st. So 2 weeks from tonight, it'll be a live free association. Good luck with that. We'll see how we roll when that night comes. So you'll want to save it up for that. We'll be asking for your words for that free association starting mere minutes before the episode begins. So nerve-wracking for me. But we'll do it. It'll be great. We'll have a good time. And we'll see how it goes. But tonight, let's focus on tonight now, shall we? Let's. It's an all-radio obituary episode, like I said. Remember last week I had cleared out the backlog but left things in the leftovers bin. Also known as stacking the stiffs. But I tend not to use that kind of language on the air, even though I just did. Went through a whole bunch more tonight. It was another ridiculous list, another ridiculous week of radio obituary research to get through. And here we are now. So why don't we go ahead and get it started? We will be wrapping up promptly at 1 a.m. tonight, as we do have a new program starting after us. So that's nice as well. And of course, the obligatory reminder that you'll need to set your clocks forward an hour tonight, after the program, not during the program. Do it after. Okay, so now it's time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. That might be the third time I've said it. I don't even know. Before we begin, you know what I like to do, Freddie, and that is remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for Steve Weber, the founder, also known as the Heart, of the Holy Modal Rounders. Of course, they were a psychedelic folk group that had a song in the 1969 film Easy Rider, influenced generations of underground musicians, to say the least. They even appeared on, I believe, was it the Smothers Brothers? They were on Laugh-In. They appeared on Laugh-In. Big fans of theirs included the Lovin' Spoonful. They had their time. They were wonderful, wonderful people. Steve Weber just passed away at 76, and it's the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
My baby called me up on the telephone. She said, honey, our romance is through. Well, I said, wait a minute, baby, can you call me back? I'm watching Archie Bunker on Channel 2. I'm just a sitting in front of my TV, watching the day away. I keep my eyeballs glued. I'm gonna stay here every night and day. I go to the John on commercials, and I sleep through the evening prayer. I watch the galloping gourmet while I cook my hay, and I eat it in my old armchair. I'm sitting in front of my TV, watching the day away. Well, I love my tube. I keep my eyeballs glued. Sitting watching Disneyland, an old man come through the door with a gun in his hand. I said, wait a minute, buddy. I gave him a smile. I said, take what you want, but don't touch that dial. That ain't so. I'm sitting in front of my TV, watching the day away. Well, I love my tube. I keep my eyeballs glued. I'm gonna stay here every night. To the land of all eternity, there was a 50,000 inch colorama TV. Oh my God, I'm sitting in front of my TV, just a watching the day away. I love my tube, I keep my eyeballs glued. I'm gonna stay here every night and day. You know, I'm sitting in front of my TV, I'm just a watching the day. Stay here every night and day. You know I will. I'm gonna stay here every night.
the world, the world looked round, so I started singing a protest song, and I belong to the the Pentagon drag, so I belong to the be sitting at the button of the doomsday machine. I belong to the
valley's there, just like a pawn in a storm. Yes, yes, that's how it is. You've got that belly.
By the way, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we're in an all-radio obituary episode, in case you came in late. But hey, it's only time for the post-initial radio obituary for Suthep Wongkemhung. Suthep Wongkemhung. He was a Thai singer, one of the most famous male singers in the 1950s in Thailand. He made over 3,000 recordings over a career of 40 years. And he was named the National Artist of Thailand in 1990. He was widely recognized for his smooth, serenading voice, earning him the common description of the Frank Sinatra of Thailand. Suthep Wongkemhung just passed away at 85. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
ไม่ได้เห็นหน้าเจ้าโศกเศร้าตรอมใจคิดไปทางให้ใจสะท้อน
The next radio obituary is for Zanya Zeman, the German film and television actress who in the 50s was among Germany's most prominent actresses. She started out in more lighthearted country girl roles, moved on to more serious acting, becoming known for her appearances in several anti-war films. Zanya Zeman just passed away at 94. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Du bist die Liebe, die ganz große Liebe. Das Leben mir Schöneres geben, als wenn du sagst, ich liebe dich. Mein Herz ist für immer und ewig nur dein. Es schlägt ja für dich ganz allein. Denn du bist die Liebe, die ganz groß Liebe und sollst es auch für ewig sein.
Viele Frauen küsst ich im Vorübergehen. Ich hab sie vergessen, seit ich dich gesehen. Du nur bringst die Sonne in mein armes Dasein. Lass mich deinem Herzen nah sein. Du bist die Liebe, die ganz große Liebe, nur du bist die Seligkeit für mich. Was kann das Leben mir Schöneres geben, als wenn du sagst, ich liebe dich.
Mein Herz ist für immer. Schlägt ja für dich ganz allein. Denn du bist die Liebe, die ganz große Liebe, und sollst es auch für ewig sein.
The Cleanup Radio Obituary is for Graham Allwright, the New Zealand-born French singer and songwriter. He was very popular in the 60s and 70s as a French language interpreter of songs of Canadian and American songwriters. He was totally into Leonard Cohen, Bob Dylan, Pete Seeger, even having learned to play guitar listening to records of American singers, including Woody Guthrie and Tom Paxton. His music ended up becoming anthemic for the French left-wing counterculture. Graham Allwright just passed away at 93. It's the Cleanup Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
J'ai trimé comme un pauvre bougre toute ma vie. J'ai roulé ma bosse sur les chemins sans compagnie. Pour de que je m'en allais cherchant la femme qu'on trouve jamais. Oui, j'en ai bavé, vous le savez. J'ai travaillé dans les champs du Kansas, les champs de blé. J'ai travaillé dans les champs du Kansas, vous le savez. J'ai fauché les blés, j'ai fait les foins, tant sué pour une bouchée de pain. J'ai travaillé dans les champs, vous le savez. Marchandises m'ont emmené loin des grandes villes. J'ai bossé sur les voies de garage comme un imbécile. J'ai roulé de nuit, j'ai roulé de jour, j'ai roulé à en devenir sourd. J'ai roulé loin des villes, vous le savez. J'ai travaillé dans les mines de charbon, au fond de taille. De poussière remplit mes poumons et mes entrailles. Marteau, pick-up, pété dur, j'ai fait 100 km, ça j'en suis sûr. J'ai travaillé dans les mines, vous le savez. Sur la pierre des prisons, vous le savez. J'ai couché sur la pierre des prisons bien des années. Ces salauds de flics, ils m'ont piqué pour vagabondage, ils m'en coffraient. J'ai couché sur la pierre, vous le savez. J'ai trimé comme un pauvre bougre toute ma vie. J'ai roulé ma bosse sur les chemins sans compagnie. De que je m'en allais cherchant la femme qu'on trouve jamais. Oui, j'en ai bavé, vous le savez.
My girl's name was Susie. She wouldn't do to me what she do.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. We're doing all radio obituaries tonight, because that is how it happens around here sometimes. Back in the old days, not really that old, we used to promise only one all radio obituary episode a year, other than the radio obituary retrospective, but it doesn't work that way anymore. Fast and furious, I tell you. But now we move along to the radio obituary for Rosalind P. Walter, the American philanthropist and humanities advocate, known as the person who inspired the creation of Rosie the Riveter, the song about a civilian woman employed in the war industry, penned by Red Evans and John Jacob Loeb, popularized by Kay Kaiser and the Four Vagabonds, even though there are a few different versions of it out there. The inspiration probably derived from an article that ran in the newspaper that inspired the name of Rosie the Riveter to be used after she secured a job in the war industry during World War II. Then, after all of that, she became best known in her philanthropic role as a donor to public television programming here in the U.S. She supported PBS series including great performances, documentary films like Ken Burns' The Roosevelts, An Intimate History, Rick Burns' The Pilgrims, don't forget that one, and then also the American Masters series. And near and dear to our hearts here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, she also provided much support to the PBS NewsHour. We all thank her for that. Rosalind P. Walter just passed away at 95. It's her radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
All the day long, whether rain or shine, she's the part of the assembly line. She's making history, working for victory. Rosie the Riveter keeps a sharp lookout for sabotage, sitting up there on the fuselage. That little frail can do more than a male can do. Rosie the Riveter. Rosie's got a boyfriend, Charlie. Charlie, he's a Marine. Rosie is protecting Charlie, working overtime on the riveting machine. When they gave her a production knee, she was as proud as a girl could be. There's something true about red, white, and blue about Rosie the Riveter.
To the radio obituary for Ron Thompson, the American electric blues and blues rock guitarist, singer, and songwriter. He released 9 albums of his own mostly on the Blind Pig label, but he also worked with Little Joe Blue, John Lee Hooker, Lowell Fulson, Etta James, and Big Mama Thornton. Mick Fleetwood even called him. Mick Fleetwood stated, "Ron Thompson is my favorite guitarist." Ron Thompson just passed away at 66. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Like a devil to believe what you say. You just like a devil to believe what you say. Well, I'm going back home, ain't gonna treat you this way. Well, leave my baby in the morning so soon. When I leave my baby in the morning so soon, she didn't come home. Took you downtown and I bought you some clothes. Well, I took you downtown, baby, and bought you some clothes. But you know that you're evil, and God only knows. How could you just like a devil to believe what you say? You just like a devil to believe what you say.
Now for the radio obituary for Dr. Victor Olaya, the Nigerian trumpeter who played in the high lifestyle. Though extremely famous in Nigeria during the 50s and 60s, he received little recognition outside his native country. The Daily Times in Nigeria described him as the evil genius of high life. Victor Olaya just passed away at 89. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you. Ajẹ Oluwa ni je odun Adani loro to fagbara ko ni Shika shika eto ma fi sare loju
Now for the radio obituary for Peter Wieland, the German singer. He was trained as, he was trained as an opera baritone, went on to sing opera, and then in the late 50s, he took to the stage in the theater, moving on to appear on television after the fall of East Germany. And it was a very long acting career. He's very popular. Many things about him I cannot read. So let's suffice it to say that Peter Wieland just passed away at 89. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Allein durch dunkle Straßen und denke dein bei jedem Schritt. Ich fühl mich einsam und so verlassen, nur meine Sehnsucht, ja, die wandert mit. Am Firmament die Sterne glühen, dazu dein Bild ganz nah vor mir. Ich würde gerne mit ihnen ziehen, dann wär ich bald am Ziel und nur bei dir. Bei Tag und auch bei Nacht hab ich an dich gedacht, hab es immer gut mit dir gemeint. Wollte immer, dass für dich die Sonne scheint. Ich geh allein durch dunkle Straßen und seh da nur dein Bild vor mir. Drum geh ich oftmals durch diese Straßen, denn diese Straßen führen mich heim. Wollte immer, dass für dich die Sonne scheint. Ich geh allein durch dunkle Straßen und seh dann nur dein Bild vor mir. Drum geh ich oftmals durch diese Straßen, denn diese Straßen führen mich heim zu dir.
On to the radio obituary for James Lipton, the American writer, lyricist, actor, and Dean Emeritus of the Actors Studio Drama School at Pace University in New York City. You probably know him best as the host of the Bravo cable television series Inside the Actor Studio. He was on that from 94 to 2018. It was a long time. He portrayed, in the very early days, the Lone Ranger's nephew on the WXYZ radio version of the Lone Ranger. He wrote for several soap operas. He studied voice and dance, including modern dance and classical ballet. He did so much. Late in his career, of course, you probably saw him on several episodes of Arrested Development. He was in The Family Guy. All he did on that show was say, improv. As though that's all he did. He also produced Bob Hope birthday specials. So many things. So many things. James Lipton just passed away at 93. He wrote, did he write the music? Let's see here. What is his? He was the lyricist for the 1967 Broadway musical, Sherry. So, why don't we hear the title track from that Broadway not-so-smasharoonie as part of the radio obituary for James Lipton right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Lorraine, my blossom girl.
Oh, darling, look at that poor, dear, sweet, tortured face. Oh, let me kiss it. Oh, my darling, how drawn you are, Sherry. I want to cry.
All right, you made a nice entrance, dear. Now relax.
Relax? When I'm faced with human suffering?
Obviously, I'm going to get the entire deathbed scene.
I was shattered, simply shattered, when I heard what had happened, my dear. I was frantic, truly frantic, and I knew that my duty lay here. Standing staunchly by your side, broken heart. But I wasn't prepared to behold you there, looking like this in that awful chair.
The chair I'll get over. It's your sympathy I may not survive.
Darling, do you think it might restore you if I told you how much I adore you, Sherry? I don't know where to begin.
Just start with the dirt. That's why we're here.
The dirt? Oh, darling, that won't be easy. You know I never listen to gossip. But since you're sick, get this one, Sherry.
Go, my blossom girl, go.
You'll never guess what happened to Terry.
That's the blossom I know.
She went away to Switzerland and had the whole thing lifted again. She should have said when they've pulled a just how tight this time she can't bend over.
Ooh.
Gertie.
What has Gertie done now?
Got pinched in France for dancing too dirty.